It's been a while since we did a she said, he said topic.
Mm-hmm.
And something came up today that I thought this is the perfect she said, he said that we should discuss. Let me tell you the story and you tell me your side and then I will tell you my side. We'll do male and female here. Okay. All right. So most brides throw a bouquet at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do. This bride that everybody is talking about today decided to throw around her bootay. She twerked during the celebration of her nuptial. So they got married. She's in Florida, of course. She's going viral for wearing a completely backless dress with a matching shimmery thong. And at the reception, she got down and she just gave her new husband a twerking lap dance in front of everybody, grandma and grandpa, the cousins that came in from Atlanta, family that was in from outside the country. There were all these people at the wedding with their phones up, by the way, mm-hmm. watching this very beautiful bride with a butt like forever. This ridiculous. Oh, she's stunning. Giving her husband this full on like Lizzo style twerking in his face, Megan Thee Stallion style, just getting up in there. And it's divided the internet today because people, mostly Twitter, because there's a lot of people that are that have the view, it's her wedding, she can do whatever she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people like, yeah, that is way too cringy, way too personal. Save that for your honeymoon. Save it for the bridal suite. Don't be doing that on the dance floor at your wedding. Like, no class.
I thought you were going to say she did it the minute she said I do in the church.
That would have been cool.
That would have been wrong. You know, Aunt Margaret has a problem with that if it's happening in the church. But if it's in, if it's at the reception, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, guys, when they take the garter belt off, they go under the dress. And I mean, that's so many inappropriate things happen at the reception most of the time that if there's kids there, they should have left by then.
No, there's kids there. And in fact, if you see some of the video, like she is just twerking it out on his, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And there's kids right there watching. And then the bridesmaids around her did like they gyrated as well. They did the whole twerculator dance, you know, which ends in like this just buttocks bouncing everywhere. Like they just like really. So people on Twitter were saying like, oh, how tacky in front of your entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you know, the children and parents and grandparents who are all in front of like, this is just, you know, she was like all bent over. She really went for it. Somebody else said doing a lap dance routine for your husband at your wedding, wearing next to nothing in front of his closest friends and both your families is beyond ghetto. Somebody else said if she wanted to twerk at her wedding, she can do that. You don't want to twerk at your wedding, then don't.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, baby, if you want to twerk from the ceiling at your wedding, I'm going to hype you up.
You know what kind of wedding it's going to be if you know the bride and groom. There are some people you would say, I bet they're going to twerk at their wedding. Somebody like you, I don't think you're going to twerk at your wedding.
Right.
So
I'm with you. I have to say, I actually agree with you on this one. I think like, A, it's her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It is her wedding. She is the bride. She gets to decide what the tone of the wedding is. She gets to decide what she wants to do and not do. And I love the fact that she had this thong on, and I love the fact of like not just having the thong on, but dispelling the idea that sexuality is something to be ashamed of. I love that she was willing to like, she's hot for him. She's married to him now. Like, that's awesome. A married couple showing that they are hot for each other in front of a room full of their friends and family, the people who are supporting them, who should be the most supportive, they should feel the most comfortable around. Like, more power to you. My grandmother taught me how to give a blowjob. You know what I mean? So it's the kind of thing where
another show right there.
That is a whole other show. if it's not cool at your house, for your family, then don't do that. But I love the idea that she twerked at her own wedding. I love the idea that she was like hot for her brand new husband. Like, that's going to be a really good marriage. Like, they're already so hot for each other. It's awesome. Like,
it's either going to be a really good marriage or a really bad marriage.
It's going to be really good. Look at how open and comfortable they are. Like, I just love the fact that they are literally letting it all hang out. I think that says a lot about the couple and their honesty and how they feel about each other, and that they're not hiding anything from each other or the world. Like, that's already a really good sign. And I like the fact that she did it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, she taking her sexuality, it's very empowering. It's the thing I love about, you know, we talked about this. I love all the female rappers now because they really have taken a hold of their sexuality and said, you got a problem with this? That is your problem. So this is in keeping with that. So I am 100% on board with her.
I wonder if she's done it for him before that day, or was he just surprised going, I had no idea your ass could even do that, but tonight it's on.
Right. Well, you know what? I think maybe this is the kind of thing that you save for your wedding night.
You take classes.
Like a nice surprise. Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about all the couples that take like dance classes and they get out there and they
classes. Do. There's actual exercise twerking classes at gym. So I wonder if she took those classes to get better.
No, yes. And that's what I'm saying. She probably did, because I think about before a wedding, there are all these dance classes mm-hmm. that couples take together because they want to impress everybody by going out there and doing like the perfect waltz or the perfect whatever, or, you know, whatever dancing you're into, you know, or you and the bride, the bridal party, you guys all do like a dance, everybody rehearses everything. So you really impress, you know, everyone has their videos out. You really impress the audience. Mm-hmm. You really put on a show. I think this was that. I think that she perfected her twerking and she just pulled it out on her wedding night. And it was awesome.
And the husband went, oh, hell yeah.
Married the right woman.
Oh, hell. And you look at your best man and you go, uh-huh. You told me not to get married. Look at this.